was 1994. I attended the first NYTS with my wife. So that year I married. And June, 1994, June, because her birthday is July, so she wants to get married before she becomes 30 years old. She's still 20, so but when after married and after just less than 2 months, we attended NYTS, and then well, after I got married, and I gained about 5-6 pounds right away. And then I attend NYTS, and after a few days I kneel down and pray, so we just will pray. Then I learned one thing. Prayer, it's a great labor job, and it's so painful, and I don't feel that much of joy, but every time I'm waiting for the bell. But you know, my heart, I want to pray to God. I want to pray to God. But somehow I can tell there's some blockage between God and me. And maybe because of a happy marriage, and so time that I think about, the honeymoon, we are just 7 or 2 months. So maybe I forgot about God. That's why I gained maybe, some pounds. And then after a few days, I struggle myself. And then I have to do something to God. In this way, I just attended 2 weeks then. There is no any meaning at all. So I decided fasting prayer. And about a week, it just passing about a week, about 7 days, I can tell. The touch by the Spirit of God. Wow, from then on, I can tell prayer is so sweet. You can tell, kneel down, it's like there's a prayer session, just go on right away. Because it's not me, but I can tell it's come from down, myself. Fasting itself is just wonderful. I just enjoy. Beside NYTS, anybody here willing to have a, 1 day fasting? Quite scary for you, I guess. But NYTS is a good chance. Because when everybody have a same mind and focus to the same way, to direct, direction is the same, to draw near to God, it great helps. Everybody have a one directions, and everybody have the same mind. You are the one to participate, become a participant, and then you can also draw near to God. And this is a chance, a given chance. Maybe later on, when you after graduate your university or graduate school, when you get a job, maybe you don't have this kind of chance to hold 2 weeks, share your time, to put your whole mind into the NYTS. I don't think it's that easy later on. So this is a great chance. You can put your heart. Maybe you still struggle some. Maybe many of you maybe possible, but put your heart. Once we put our heart, God will listen to our prayer and guide us, and Spirit touch you, then you can see the difference. And after finish my NYTS at that time, I lost 5 pounds. And after NYTS, I feel like, so light. So these 5 pounds of maybe sin, maybe now it's all gone. So when I belt, it's one down. So wow, it was a great experience. I learn a lot. Sin sometimes bothers us in this way. Anyway, I'd like to share about what is the most precious thing in your life? I just ask you. That's what we're seeing here. 103, I read having Jesus. Once you have Jesus, actually, you have everything. You can have that kind of, that kind of feelings. When the Spirit of God touch you, you can have that experience. That wonderful things. When all the Christians that I remember several years ago I shared with student spiritual convocation, which many of you may be here. There's a box. There are things that inside, a very precious thing inside. but you have to open it. You can hold it, but you cannot taste it. You cannot see it. But you know you have a precious thing in the box, but you have to open it. How you can unlock and open it? Only through the prayer it's possible to open and you can take it out. It's the most precious thing is actually in the prayer. But Jesus taught us the, let's look at the Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 verse 6. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, and when you have shut your door, and pray to your Father, who is in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. This is the most precious thing, actually. I want to focus on here now for this idea I'd like to share. Something you have, something very precious thing in your life, then you dedicate your life. When you fall in love with somebody, why you dedicate your life? Why you jump into there to, you say, I love you, because you want to dedicate your life. You know, many people say, I love you, and I can even love you even until my death, you know, reach to there. Because they're willing to dedicate themselves. Because they knew that is the most precious things. When you become a husband and wife, your life, each other is supposed to be like this. So that you can dedicate each other. Because each other is most precious friends for life long. So I'd like to ask you, what is the most precious thing in your life? If you put as a Jesus for the most precious things, then you definitely, you put your time, dedicate to pray to God, because that is the most important thing is in your life. Our life is a choice. I'm sure because you can agree, our life is a choice. There's many schools, then you can choose one of them. You cannot go to Stanford at the same time, Harvard. You cannot, you know, take the both side of it. You have to choose one of them anyway. So you can choose one of them. And also, when you have there's so many cars, but you only can choose one of them, turn out to be yours. And career, also same things. And also, when you choose your spouse, because there's many sisters, all the sisters, my wife, you cannot say. There's many brothers. Oh, the brothers is my husband. You cannot say that. Life is a choice. So when you make a right choice, then make your life valuable. Don't you think so? It is. So how you can value these persons, and how you can see this first, evaluate these persons, and then you can see what kind of choice he made it and she made it. So you can value at that, you know, the person. Why Jesus is so precious? Because he put his life for us. That's why. Because he loves us. That's why we choose him to best ones. So this is we just explain to you the simple things. It's about 1800. During this time, the industrial revolution, what do you call this? Industrial revolutions. So that everything is turned to be very, you know, mass products. So people now, it turned out to be, some people become very rich, and some people turn out to be very poor. Karl Marx and those people, wow, we have to do something. So they come up and they, you know, declare of a communist. So all the you know, the blue class, we gather together that, you know, we to destroy the, you know, white class, those people, rich people. And they gather together. What happened? End up, how many is about 50 million people died because of that, because of the communism. And at that time, the person came up says, "No, if the man become together for own purpose, then actually it turned out to be disastrous." That's when the philosopher came up say some, you know, say that one word. What he claim to the people. So he has an anti-communist claim. He come up to say, and then what we should do is all the white class and blue class, we gather together to go back to God, pray to God. So he mentioned about these verses I'd like to share with you. Most precious things in our life, when man's nature is evil nature, but when we get into the inner trembles, it's a difference. There's a dark, there's no any position we can bring into the inner tremble. There's no any kind of pride that we can bring into the inner tremble, because God is there. Because our most deepened into our heart, because we want to communicate with God. We know that we are the sinner in the sight of God. So when we get into the inner chambers, we forget about us. The only thing is communicate with God. This is the inner chambers. So we have to, when we go back to inner chambers, we can change ourselves. I'm sure because many of us struggle. You're young. Maybe you are very able persons. Maybe you are very, high intelligence. Maybe you are very knowledgeable persons. So you can do something in this world. Maybe you can make a better life. Maybe you can focus on that, maybe. Even though you come here to NYTS, still your part of your desire is there. Maybe struggle yourself. But if you go into the inner trembles, you become a naked yourself. Then you can communicate with God. You can change yourself. If we cannot get into the inner trembles, we cannot communicate with God, then there's no possibility can change our life. If we cannot change ourselves, no matter how many times we pray to God, no matter how many times we have a will and things that we have, but it is impossible to do it. So I encourage all the brothers and sisters, in each prayer, try to get into inner chamber, to become naked in the sight of God, and pray to God seriously. God, I have a certain kind of desire in myself. I cannot giving up these things. But I know you're good. I know you're most precious in my life. Please, let me giving up myself in front of you. Let me change my life so that I can be a true Christian in the Lord. I only serving you. I truly become your servant. Become a true Christian. Make myself to change. In these 2 weeks, very precious. Through this week, when we get into the inner chamber, we pray to God, it changed my life. When we go back to local church, when other church members look at us, what this man is a difference. This brother and sisters, and truly changed. Life is changed. Their goal is changed. Their mentality is changed. This is true Christians. If we can change these ways, at NYTS, it truly turned out to be for you. It's a meaningful one. Truly invite you to into the inner chamber to change your life. When my wife is now in Dallas, and sometimes I call, I call her. We have I have a T-Mobile share plan, so there's no any burden when I call her because it's free, unlimited. But every day, actually finish everything and go home, and then I call her. But after, now it's more than a month that she and my family there. And call her, not much to say. It's very interesting. When she talk with somebody, then she talk a lot. But talk to me just, hi, and I say hi. What I can say is, I love you, and I miss you, and a few words. How's the kids doing? It's okay. Nothing to say. But I learned that when I kneel down, well, I have many things to say to God. Prayer, God actually is closer than your spouse, actually. I learned that this time also. But I love my wife and children, but then there's a limitation. But God is no limit. Because why? God created us. He is our true Father and His providers. So when we get into the inner chamber, what is the most precious thing is? Jesus Christ. He Himself is it. He's the most precious one. when the if you look at the second king, then there is a showing about King Hezekiah. King Hezekiah had many good experiences. You know, he was very faithful to God, and he tried to reform, but it's not that it worked. Because at that time, God already decided. At that time, already the northern kingdoms already destroyed by the Assyria. So Assyrian power was very strong at that time. So they want to destroy the southern kingdom, Judah also. So they attacked the, a southern kingdom at that time. So the king Hezekiah, he doesn't know what to do. You know, the Jerusalem is seized by them. So they don't know what to do. So the, when the, they send a letter, forget about it, just giving up, you know, kind of letter to the king. So what the king did is brought this letter open to God. You know, open the letter to direct to God. He started to pray to God. God, help me. Your kingdom's in danger. Please help me. You know what God did it? God saved the nations. Later on they find out. The one of the kingdom, the outside, the seas, you know, the Jerusalem, according to the Bible, is 185,000 people. They all turn out to be the dead meat. Who can do it? God can do it. Once you get into the inner chambers, anything, any matter, the difficult matters that you cannot solve, bring into the inner chamber. Everything is possible if it's according to the God's will. So he having that experience. Later on, he get the illness. So through the Isaiah, God told him, your life is end. So tell him, prepare for death. He experienced it before, you know, about God. What the power of inner chambers. What happens? When he heard from the Isaiah to prepare his death, he turned around right away. And look, and he against the wall, and he prayed to God. He cried to God. You know that the wall, he cannot remove it. God already determined to giving up his life by then. It is impossible to extend his own way, which is a deadlock. His life is there. He cannot handle his life. So he already have experience of inner trembles. So he turn against the wall. That's his, you know, his fate. Then he prayed to God. What God did right after this prayer, God extended his life for 15 years. This is the power of inner trembles. That is the most precious thing as a Christian life, actually. If you and I, we have this inner trembles, we use this all the time, that we can experience of God just as like Hezekiah. Hezekiah is a history, you know, in a history. Some thousand years ago, histories. But God is the same at that time, and now is the same God. We can use this inner chamber now the same way to experience of God. Let's look at the Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid, and from joy over it he goes and sells and all that he has and buys that field. I can share with another way of the definition of a kingdom of God as is inside of the inner chamber, you know, inner chambers. Once we shut down the door, when we get into the prayer with a sincere heart, this inner chamber is turned to be the kingdom of God. Because God is dwelling there to communicate with us. So if we know this is the most precious one, what are you going to do? You can sell everything. Is that true? Yeah, you can sell everything. So you can make this one as your choice to your life, to receive the experience of God. When Elijah, he he defeated the false prophet. And then Jezebel and King Ahab didn't repent, still chasing after him. So he at the same time, he was so tired. I think he exhausted at that time. He prayed 7 times on the top of the Mount Camels. And then he had to run away. So 40 days and 40 nights on the way, he reached to the God's mountain, Horeb. And then he listened to the voice of God. When you look at the Bible, this is also in a chambers. The most is a difficult time for him. Most exhausted time, actually. But when he was there, God gave him a comfort and encouragement with a little voice. But this is a true encouragement. And it gave him a mission to restore him, to recover his mission, and as a work of God, to go out to do the work of God. Now we are maybe you are physically maybe a little tired. Maybe you reached to just like 40 days of your way of exhausted you physically. But when you listen to the voice of God, when you are in an inner trembles, you can feel the difference. You can experience of God and restore your spirit, a movement of God. I hope that from now on for the next week of this NYTS, I hope we all hope that we can make a different NYTS. Each year we can experience a different experience and closer to God. And so experience itself is more vivid, more clear to see God, to experience of God. So that we are the one, the second generations. Actually, we are the leftover. You know, in the whole world, how many people they believe in the true God, according to the Bible? It's not many people. When Elijah went into the cave, he cried out to God. He's the only one, he thought. But God saved how many people? How many people God saved? Rough guess. 7,000. Though God saved 7,000 people, those who not bow down to the idols. God saved us. Now that the 21st century, God saves us for this generation. We are the one of them. Let's look at the Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, verse 4 to 6. Romans chapter 11 from verse 4. But what is the divine response to him? I have kept from myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Verse 5. In the same way, then, there has also come to be at the present time a remnant according to God's grace, choice. Here the apostle mentioned that maybe this is talking about this generation also. God saves us and our precious, this number, as a remnant. Well, what we can do, what is our duty is in the sight of God now. We have to regenerate ourselves. We have to change our life. When we know that the Romans chapter 12, we can dedicate to God as a living sacrifice. This is our duty. This is our showing up to God this way, to glorify God. How we can make a living sacrifice to God? We have to change ourselves in the inner chamber first. When we change ourselves, and then we can change other people. And then church can change too. If we cannot change, nothing will happen to us. Let us change ourselves. Let us to be a true Christians. These 2 weeks, let us commit ourselves to determine ourselves. Let us use this inner chamber for most precious one to get into God, to draw near to God. Let's change in our whole things, life, so that we can be the true Christians.